from early 90s when the kind of humanitarian aid packages started arriving for. And there were a few campaigns in Tallinn where the Red Cross would distribute aid to student families, or then there was a sort of, I can't remember anymore if it was a Red Cross or anybody else, they were distributing them from a central hospital in Tallinn. And she went to pick up her package from the hospital, and it's kind of obscure place in a basement somewhere. So one of the medical worker took her to that place, and she said to her, like, you know, you have some silver earrings, take those off, you will look a bit poorer, and they'll give you better stuff or more or something like that, you know. And then she goes to the counter, and then the lady on the other side asks, are you with a car or not? She said, no. Oh, if you would be with a car, you could have got a big bag, and now you get a small one. So then, first of all, show that you look poorer, but then the poor student with a car can get a big bag, and the poor student with a car, you know. And then she came back to the, got her things, came back to the halls, and because the kids weren't here, so everybody was eating, all the other friends, students were eating the stuff from those packages, and they went to a shop and bought wine. In those days, wine was sold in 3-liter jars. You remember, you seen my mum's? They would put the wine into this kind of jar, so they would go and bring some wine and then eat whatever was in those packages. I remember from a bit probably around the same time or maybe later, I can't remember which organization bought some packages to the Art Academy to distribute to, again, to students with children. And the staff we had to distribute to those students with children, they were Italian herbs. And you had two types, and you could just, you know, give one type and the other type to this one person. And I was just thinking, this is really hilarious because it doesn't really feed anyone. Italian herbs. They probably were out of date already as well.
And that had to have been so odd to receive a package when, as you said, no one was really starving, per se. And it wasn't as if you didn't have clothing, but much of it was clothing and things like this, yeah.
I mean, of course, we were quite happy when you got the package because it was difficult to get the food from shop because you had to queue and to all sorts of tricks to get stuff. So it wasn't, I mean, you weren't starving because you had your potatoes from countryside and stuff like that, but you didn't have anything luxurious or things like that. And but there might have been people who were starving because they didn't have the countryside potato dash coming in. I don't really know. I didn't know people like that. Everybody had some sort of potato place, you know, but I knew most people who were having this countryside connection, so